A job of a lifetime begins today for one Milwaukee native. The National Park Service has chosen 33-year-old Jarob Ortiz to be its official photographer, and during this, the year the Park Service marks its centennial. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz shared a bit of time with Ortiz outside the Milwaukee Art Museum before he moved to Washington, D.C.
There's not an ounce of swagger in Jarob Ortiz as he approaches the coveted job he never imagined would be his.
Each one of those interviews, I spent about 7 days leading up to those things, studying about 6 hours a night, just making sure that I would be as good as I possibly could.
Ortiz says the National Park Service photographer job today is less about capturing sweeping images of its acclaimed natural landscapes and more about taking photos of historic and occasionally endangered spaces.
With Ellis Island, which I think is going to be one of my first projects, they want me to go through and document it as it is now before they do the restoration project so they can see the before, and then once it's done, document what the after is.
Ortiz's work will live on in the Library of Congress.
When you pull out your camera and you get to work, does it feel like an art or a science?
It's definitely a little bit of both, and that's why I was drawn to it. I liked art ever since I was a kid. I used to sit around and watch my grandma paint when I was a little kid. I just sit there and eat, like, I think it was graham crackers, if I remember. I would eat graham crackers and just watch her paint.
Early on, Ortiz was also drawn to architecture. That's where his dad comes in. He was a police officer and knew the city well.
So when I was younger, he would drive me around the city, take me to the deepest parts of the north side. We'd go down to the port of Milwaukee. We'd wait for ships to come in. Even though I didn't know it at the time, you know, it really put that bit of heritage inside of me.
It was years before the pieces fell together. He considered several careers and even joined the Air Force for a 6-year stint. His future came into focus serendipitously when a friend enrolled in a photography class.
He's like, you gotta check this out. And he gives me this like transparency. I'm like, what is this thing? Hold it up to the light, man. So I just pick it up and I look at it in the light, and it was just instant, like, I need to start learning about this.
Ortiz gravitated to the black and white camera technique the famous Ansel Adams used. Picture him back in the day, ducking under a heavy curtain. By the way, Adams shot magnificent images of national parks, places like the Grand Canyon, for the Department of Interior.
I saw the camera that he shot with, you know, the 4x5 view camera. Well, where can I learn how to use this camera?
A family connection reemerged. In 2010, as Ortiz found what he needed at Milwaukee Area Technical College, his brother enrolled at Madison's Technical College to study digital photography. Together, they launched an ambitious project to document once grand buildings in Gary, Indiana.
Because they have all these historic buildings down there that are on the National Register for Historic Buildings, but they're all abandoned and completely in ruin. And there's hardly any photographs that exist of these places. So my brother and I kind of thought, somebody has to just take a photo now. They don't look as good as they should or as they once did, but it's our heritage. It's something that has to be done.
They traveled to Gary whenever they could, scraping together the funds to do it.
He would go down there with his digital camera and do it, and then here I am walking around with this old camera. So it was like this real, like, wild thing that's going on.
That experience and his resulting portfolio figure prominently in Ortiz's evolution, and today represents another stage as he starts his new job with the National Park Service.
I've never been to D.C., so this is pretty crazy. I've never been to the East Coast ever before. They're going to be sending me places that I would have never seen, and now I'm going to be seeing them all the time, learning something new every single day.
Ortiz has tucked another dream in the back of his mind, that one day the photos he and his brother shot of Gary, Indiana's historic buildings might find their way into the Library of Congress. Who knows? Ortiz's life has been full of surprises. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.